did it.
Erin was made for radio.
She really was.
Shimmy.
I can twerk. Oh. She said, but I'm not taking my clothes off.
But can you describe the
but
twerk?
But I keep my clothes on.
Because no one can see it. You have to be able to describe it.
It's like a peach.
That, I like that laugh. I almost thought it was coming from over here.
Just record it and just hit play in the middle of a podcast somewhere.
Oh yeah, we got.
I just came full circle.
Welcome everybody. We've got a new guest with us today. We've got Jen Perez.
I'm excited too. No, but for real, what is everybody picking when they walk down the candy aisle? Because this question is bothering me, and now I need to know.
I'll go first. You ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
I know what you're getting.
Always chocolate, but can we say what? I mean, it's not just chocolate. Like, I'm not, white chocolate. Mwah. Score bar, like old school, score, S-K-O-R.
I've never heard of that.
It has toffee.
But she's old school. She's got an old spirit. She would have known. I didn't know what that was.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I don't even know what it looks like.
Listen, it's delicious. I'm going to bring you one. Or it's closest to a Heath bar.
Gotcha.
So score or Heath, that is going to be my option.
No peanut M&M's?
Oh, I have those already. Oh, yeah. Yes. Like, no, I love peanut M&M's because they have protein. Don't bring me a bag of non-peanut ones. You would know what I'm talking about if you were at the real event listening to me.
How do you know I don't have that written down on a sticky note somewhere that you like peanut M&M's? I listen. I don't pay attention, I do listen.
It's almost Kara funny to see. How do you know I don't have that written down?
Yeah.
He didn't write it.
Okay. So what, if you were walking down the candy aisle, that's where the candy aisle, I'm like, let's just say you stopped at Bucky's.
What you gonna get?
Well, it depends on where I'm going next, but it's usually non-chocolate for sure. So Twizzlers, Starburst, Reese's Pieces.
Well, I do love
Reese's Pieces. Okay. That's chocolate.
No,
that's peanut butter. Chocolate peanut butter.
Barely peanut butter. And I will do peanut M&M's, though, because there's enough peanut to overcome the chocolate taste.
We just bonded again. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Cool.
What about you, Alex?
Me?
It's like a child.
Snickers bar. Snickers is my favorite chocolate.
Snickers pretty good.
I could eat Snickers ice cream, cookies.
Oh, the Snickers ice cream is
fire. It's fire. Yep. I could literally put Snickers on anything.
Yeah.
Snickers pie. I love you more now.
Yeah.
Have you had Snickers pie?
Yeah, I think like cake, right? Well, okay, I guess cake and pie are two different things. I think
more of a pie than a cake.
Yeah, but what is pie though? Pie is stupid. Let me
pie
just tell
kind
you.
Of mushy.
No, okay.
I'm not
you
a big pie.
You can't just take something
either.
Out of a can, put it on a crust, and call it
okay,
pie.
Okay, no, listen,
you
my grandma.
Though.
No, my grandma at Thanksgiving, my grandma makes a chocolate pecan pie. Mm. And it is like a graham cracker crust with like this chocolate pie filling stuff. And then she puts pecans on top and just bakes it. And it's like the best pie I've ever had.
I'll take a potato.
It's so good. Hey, but when you eat your Snickers, do you ever turn it sideways and like eat the bottom first?
No, I just eat like a normal.
Never mind. I don't know.
That's me with Milky Way. I'll eat the outside of it first and then eat the inside.
I do that Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh,
I'll eat the
yes.
chocolate first on the outside. Since I really don't like the chocolate and then just peanut butter.
Yep. We should do a whole podcast about food. Oh, we are right now. That's my love language right here, chocolate.
Does anybody like cherry sours?
I mean...
Yeah.
Also don't know what that is.
Had a cherry sour?
I don't have a sweet tooth. No, you'd have to bring it to me, say, you should try this, and then
I'll
try
it. Oh,
I will.
It's like one of my favorite
We can
candies.
Do a podcast where we have to give you candy, and you have to keep your eyes closed and guess what it is.
Okay. Oh, he probably would fail, but it's okay.
Yeah, because I don't...
But you know, but if we say we brought in like a Snickers,
would know.
A Twix,
Reese, yeah, would know.
A Reese's, mm-hmm. a Kit Kat, then you could do it. We'll just throw in a little.
Where did these Cokes with the cool koozies come from? Who got these?
Well, I went and got.
Did you sneak it out of the?
No, we paid for the Cokes.
Oh, well, where did the koozies come from?
From what I heard is that they came out of your desk when you were at the Star.
Where did they come from? I don't know. That the desk that I had at the Star, it's like a black hole. There's all sorts of weird shit that came out of that thing.
And a koozie was one of them. And so now I am currently caffeinating.
Really? Maybe somebody gave them to me.
No. Jen, so I don't know what they're talking
you
about.
You thought I bought
with
this?
Koozies, but... That one's kind of flowery.
Oh, he's like shook. Sorry. Never mind. Let's change the subject.
Yeah. thank you to whoever they belong to, though, because I needed it for my Dr. Pepper.
Awkward. Okay. Sorry. I just went on a whole different... I went left hard. I'm so sorry. Bringing it back. Leverage Maven. That's your business. Yes. Did you come up with that by yourself?
I actually had assistance with my coach.
Oh, we're going to like this episode.
I know.
Yeah.
I know we are. I knew this would be easy.
Aaron and I just got our minds blown by an executive coach that we interviewed. I don't know if you know him, Brian Weaver.
Yes, I do.
Yep. Man, we could have gone 2 hours and we learned a lot. And then Aaron wouldn't just stop talking about it. She's like, we got to talk about this again. We got to get the coach. We got to do this. We got to do that.
That is my language. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. I mean, you were the one almost in tears.
I was
like, yes.
So he asked me, what is my relationship with discipline? And I had no idea how to answer
first
that.
He asked you procrastination.
Yeah, same thing. Had no idea how to answer that. I'm not saying they're both the same thing.
You did.
You have a coach?
I do. I have multiple.
Oh, my God. I have none.
Different areas of my business.
I have this. I have a Wookiee pop figurine on my desk. That's what I have.
So obviously you think that having a coach is worth it.
Absolutely.
Dang. Okay.
Tell us all the things.
Who do you have? Who's your coach? If you can say, or unless you don't want to.
Well, I have multiple, but Matthew Pollard is a business coach.
Do you know who that is?
Mm-mm. He's more internationally known. He was a speaker at a conference I attended last year. I also have a financial coach personally. And then I'm of course in masterminds and whatnot too, where like Craig Doeswalt has a mastermind I'm in. I'm trying to think. Those are the current active coaches. And then I have a fractional CMO, so he's kind of like my marketing coach because mm-hmm. he tells me when not to squirrel left, you know.
Yeah.
Keeps me aligned when I have all of these awesome ideas. And he's like, that's great, but we're gonna table that for like 3 months.
That's probably good.
Yeah. We have a CFO. We have a fractional CFO. That's kind of cool. It's like, hey, should I buy this or how do I write this off? Actually, that's how do I write this off?
I'm like, you say, I bought this. What do we do?
He goes, what's this? I go, meals and entertainment. Just put it in meals and entertainment. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. That's cool, man. I have a lot of respect for coaches because the more I learn about them and their application. So what areas do you feel like there's still a gap that you could, that from a coaching standpoint? Or are you just all capped up?
No, I would say an accountability coach.
Yeah,
is what's missing for me, and that's why I utilize that so much in my business because mm-hmm. I've hired coaches that are amazing and they bring a lot of value, but there's not that accountability. So you put together a plan, great, love it. We put all these things in place, and then there's no one. When you're a solopreneur or you don't have a business partner, you're your own boss, you don't have someone telling you what to do, you need someone sometimes to kind of mm-hmm. kick you in the rear and say, wait, what are you doing?
She's talking to you, Aaron.
Oh, man. Brian Weaver was like, get to the weights. I'm like, bring him and tell me to do it.
Yeah, you missed out, Caitlin. I know. Big time.
I know.
That's the area I struggle in.
You should have a part two.
The working out stuff.
We should bring him back. We should bring him back with you.
That would be awesome.
Let's do it.
That would be really cool. How long has Leverage Maven been in business?
So we recently rebranded as Leverage Maven, but we've been in business for over 8 years.
That's a long time. How long did it take to get over like that hump?
Which hump?
Oh, that's the right answer. Yeah. That's the right answer. Yeah, because you're never not over the hump. Mm-mm. The humps keep going. So it seems like a lot of people that we work with in our business, they sometimes don't get over that hump. And so what we're hoping to solve is that the business owner can relate to someone like you who's been through those types of humps, right? And it's like, I think of it as like children. So I have two kids. One's 8 and one's 2. And the moment you have it figured out, they change on you. Like I thought my 2-year-old was potty trained and she's not. She like literally bloop right in the kitchen. Yeah. Like yesterday.
Oh. Yeah. I have a 20-month-old, so.
She's got 60 days to figure it out, or she can't go to preschool.
Oh.
Yeah. You just wait.
She better get her shit figured out.
She better get it figured out.
My daughter is 14 months. I have time.
You can borrow the prison potty when I'm done with it. So we have a potty we put in the kitchen, and we call it the prison potty because there's no doors, right? You're just right there.
That's so awful.
Whatever works.
You're just cooking dinner and yep. then
prison potty. Jeez. And then I also call her bedroom the baby cage or something. I don't know.
I mean, whatever works. My friend.
It's not working.
What?
It's not working.
Well, my friend's daughter, she would always pee in the living room floor. Like, I'm talking take her diaper off and pee in the living room floor. And so they put the potty in the living room floor, and she sat on it while she watched TV, and she potty trained that way.
Have you ever tried the, like, nothing, you don't wear anything below the belt?
I do that every
day. For a weekend? Oh. we tried that, and after one day, my husband gave up. He's like, nope, but I'm glad he gave up because he had diarrhea the next morning.
Oh, so, no.
I'm glad we didn't have to clean
How old
all that
did you
up.
Say your child was?
Well, that one is now 5.
Oh.
I now have a 20-month-old, so he hasn't started yet.
Yeah. I mean, at what age do you start 3. Potty training?
At 3 when they say, can I wear panties? And then you're done. That's how we did it. We
You gotta wait that long. He's going to be in it. She's going to be in diapers that long.
I never trained. We just said, oh, I'm going to wear those little cute panties. Yeah. And I was like, okay, we're done.
I can't get my daughter to admit, though, that she's taking a dump. That's part of the problem, too.
Well, because she's 2.
I'm like, did you poop? She said, no. Did you poop?
Do you not recognize, like, when she's doing it?
Like, in the moment?
Yeah.
No, I'm a dude. I'm not paying attention to that shit.
But I will say, my 5-year-old, when he was going, we never know when he was fully potty trained because he kept going 2 and we didn't know what was going on. We're like, how do you not know you're going in your underwear? Like, how do you not feel it? How do you not? He really, turns out, we tried the discipline route. We tried the reward route. Turns out he actually had a medical condition that he literally could not feel it.
Oh.
And so we got that under control, of course, but during that whole time, we didn't know about it.
Mm-mm. I could be walking through the house and my daughter is real quiet and real still, and I can look at her and I know that she's standing there in the corner of the living room trying to poop.
This has turned into a shit show. Shit show.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. Get us out of the shit show.
Get us out of the shit show. Okay. I mean, don't you feel like being an owner is like a potty training? No.
All the humps you have to go through.
All the shit you got to go through.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, and to kind of answer that, I guess my biggest one is when I left corporate world a couple years ago. So I was in a new house. So we just bought our house about 6 months beforehand. Mm-hmm. Left my corporate world. I was 3 months pregnant. And my husband did not have health insurance at his job for spouses. So I took that leap and we had the savings to make that happen and been working it ever since.
And when was this?
April of 22.
So okay, so we were still ago. Shut down.
No, COVID?
Not really.
The COVID?
Yeah.
April of 22.
Is that a thing?
The COFEFI?
That's when things started opening back up.
Okay. Okay.
Where were you when you found out COVID was happening? I think this is a cool
where
question.
Where was I?
Yeah, where were you
March of 2020?
When the world was shutting down?
I mean, I worked
I was in
home,
Vegas, shocker.
So. Oh, when it shut down? I don't know. I'm going to tell you where I was for 9/11.
I was at a bachelor party and everything got canceled.
It wasn't shut down.
I worked for a podiatrist and we weren't shutting down. So nothing changed in my world when COVID
What's
shut down.
What's a podiatrist?
Foot doctor.
Okay.
Feet.
It's nasty.
I'd rather talk about shit than feet.
Oh, yeah, no. That's a podcast for a different day.
I've done some dirty things, but feet.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were going to say with the feet.
Working at.
I was just saying, as a labor and delivery nurse, there's some dirty stuff, but feet.
Oh, no. There is nothing quite like working in a podiatrist's office.
Old people feet.
Ooh, it's gross. It's gross.
I'm not even hungry anymore.
And I, honestly, I was really kind of thankful that COVID was happening while I was working there because then I had to wear a mask at work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was nice because then, somebody's feet, like, you know.
I can't.
It was awesome because I could hide my facial expressions. Like, when I walked into a room and a smell hit me, I could make a face and nobody would know because my face was covered with a mask.
I'm about to vomit. So I can do vagina juice, but I cannot do.
Can you delete? Public service delete. Announcement. Take care of your feet because it's important.
I take care of my feet.
I'm going to get a pedicure tomorrow.
I'll get a pedicure with you.
I need a pedicure.
Let's go.
I love pedicures.
Let's go right now.
I'm over here.
Shut it down.
You didn't even invite me last time. You like told me you were quitting for the day.
You can do 1 foot. Y'all didn't invite me either.
No, I mean, it said you went. It said you invited my best friend.
It was like redheads don't move. <Yeah. laughs> I was like, they were gone in the office. We're like,
yeah,
they
literally.
Go?
Caitlin was like, I'm getting off at 2 and getting my feet done. And I was like, yes, ma'am.
It needed to be done.
I guess my feet.
I'm like
just
one of those people that gets a pedicure like once a year, maybe. So it needed to be done.
Great. So we can't go now for
right another
no,
year.
No, no,
we'll go.
We'll
Let's go.
Go. No, we're gonna go. Okay.
And then let me know what my
foot's
off.
She just gets 1 foot.
Yeah.
All right, Kara. They'll go, and then we'll go.
Okay.
They go. We're you got boyfriend.
We're going on a Tuesday after Tomahawk Tuesday.
Tomahawk Tuesday.
No, I want to go to Tomahawk. So can I at least do that? Yeah, if I can't go can... get a pedicure with y'all.
Yeah, that's fine.
The more the merrier, actually. Yeah. Everybody it's deserves to have nice feet.
Of beef.
What? That's kind of what it feels like.
Oh,
like
no. They,
an hour ago, they were talking about getting two extra plates for us, but now it's like, oh, Tomahawk Tuesdays, Alex and Aaron, period.
But we don't have those. Full circle! Oh, my gosh, get on track. We ever talked about... feet and other inappropriate things.
Hilarious.
And chocolate.
Hilarious. Right. How big is your team?
It's myself. Well, depends on what you consider a team. W-2, just myself. When you consider 1099s, I would say 3. But it's, I say it.
Why are they broken up like that? What do you, what do
well,
we describe?
My fractional CMO is a 1099. I also have a bookkeeping manager, but I allow her to hire whoever she needs to get the books done, and she's the one that's client-facing with my client. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how many people she has doing my client's books, and as long as they're done accurately and she's working well with my clients, I'm happy.
Yeah, that's cool. We don't have any employees either. They're all entities. I think it's cool that way.
I agree.
Your brains work. Your wheels are turning, Aaron.
I know I had other things to say, but I feel like I've already said a lot today.
Well, you do. So you do bookkeeping and consulting is what you told me, right? So how do those two relate together?
So I started as a bookkeeper and probably about 2019, I realized I really wanted to help people understand numbers in their business and actually thrive, not just come to me to check that box and get the books done. Been in the industry for over 10 years, and honestly, that was getting kind of boring for me. So I now have a team that does the bookkeeping side, but I focus more on, it's like financial business consulting. So anything that is related to operating a business, whether it's streamlining the operations, the finances, time management, everything that affects the bottom line, and focusing a lot more on increasing profitability than necessarily bringing in sales. Yes, you need sales, and that's a part of it, but are primarily focused on profit.
Gotcha. Okay. That's interesting. So how do they come into your business? Is it through consulting or through bookkeeping?
Both.
How do you identify which is kind of a good, I need you to elaborate. Yep.
So it depends. I mean, when people come, sometimes they don't know that they need the consulting or they're not really sure what that entails. Most people know whether they need or want bookkeeping. It's kind of more a simple answer, yes or no. But a lot of times people come to me because they have struggles in business or in personal. They're not paying themselves enough. They're at capacity and don't know how to scale or price their services to make that happen and reach their goals. So that's kind of more on the consulting side why they would come forward. And a lot of times my consulting clients come and then realize, oh, well, you do bookkeeping too. You want, let's just bring it all in-house and we'll do both.
Yeah.
So, and my goal is honestly to help them. They have their books. They're accurate. Great. We now understand putting systems in place to understand the numbers in business to make those better decisions. But then once you're increasing and maximizing that profitability, what do you do with the profit? That's where I kind of am more of a connector in helping them build wealth through whether it's buying other businesses, investing in real estate, etc.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. I have a bookkeeper, but I haven't learned yet all the tips and tricks of how to run my business. I'm pretty young in the having a CFO or having a coach. I don't have a business coach, but I do have a fractional CFO. So that's kind of like step one, I guess, that I've taken. So Aaron, do you have a question?
You're going to have a business coach.
We're going to have a business coach by the end of the day.
Yeah. I just love that. Like when you speak about it, you can hear her passion in it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I will never sound like that when I'm talking about like bookkeeping or money or, you know, I'm just like, what is happening? But you can tell you're so passionate about it. Like she's excited to talk about bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that. I don't know. It just made me so. And you have such a good personality. I'm like, not that I'm saying
most bookkeepers
normal,
are boring. Yeah.
I'm not your stereotypical bookkeeper, that's for sure.
I know, but like that just seems so crazy to me. Like you just have all this like energy and all this. Like I feel like people would be excited to work with you because you got some personality along with the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, what's your working genius?
Right.
I'm so curious in that stuff now. Now that we've learned about working genius, I just think it's so fascinating. How, I don't know, I guess I thought everybody was more like us.
No, I don't think so. No, I think everyone starts off as a florist, if you will, right? So let's say, Jennifer, you started off as a bookkeeper, right? I started off as just a marketing person or whatever. And then they switched to business owner guy. That's like a whole nother industry or job title or function. So like, that I think that's why you see me a lot. I don't like to be in the spotlight. I always like I kind of like keep finding ways to keep myself in the equal, right? I don't like to be the head of the class. I don't like to be the person in charge. I have to be, but I'm more comfortable being in an equal setting with my peers, specifically in business development. So like I'm in the field just as much as anybody else sits on the field on our team. Right. Would you agree?
Yeah. 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah. And even if I'm not selling, I like to be in their space. So like I'll go to Master Networks event, but I won't even be in the chapter. I'll be like in the back doing work, but I'm just still there. Right. So if anybody needs anything, I'm like, yeah, I'm right here. I can answer your question. But then to convert that to being a business owner, a lot of people struggle with that because it's a whole nother skill and they don't teach it in class. Yeah. You can get like an MBA or whatever, like, but you don't like come out of high school knowing how to do that stuff. This is my fifth startup. I failed in all the other ones. I filed for bankruptcy in one. I hired somebody the next day out of fire them because I couldn't afford to keep them.
The next day?
Yes.
Like you hired them and 24 hours later you
fired
them?
Well, let's imagine like a two-week cycle. Like I decided to hire them, interviewed, hired them. Then we lost the money. Then we had to fire them the next day.
Okay. Wow.
Dang.
Yeah, it sucks.
That does. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. You probably shouldn't hire people without having the money already.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you said the money didn't come there, right? that's what happened. Because people can learn from that, right? You were expecting money to show up to be able to afford that person, and it didn't happen.
Right.
And then
we had to let them go.
Yeah.
If you told me this was your first and everything was successful, I would not see you the same way as this being the fifth startup.
Because there's an element of trust.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I say something, you're like, well, surely there's a lesson that was already learned in most cases.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, it's just as hard. So, I mean, how do you, like, is this your first startup, third, fourth?
It's hard to answer because, honestly, I've been, prior to this, I did taxes years ago. Don't do those anymore. But I also, since I was 18, my first MLM was Mary Kay.
Mm-hmm.
So I started off right after high school learning business.
Everybody should be in an MLM or direct sales.
There's a lot of personal development involved with it. I met my husband through it. So you
I was an Herbalife.
Through Mary Kay?
Not through Mary Kay.
Oh, I was all like.
It was through a travel club, actually.
I was like,
what was it called?
There aren't that many.
World Ventures.
Oh, I love World Ventures. Yeah. I did World Ventures for a minute.
They were my family. They still are.
I did like World Ventures. That was cool. But what I don't like about though, there's the left and the right thing. That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
I like it just to be one
binary.
Yeah.
Versus. Yeah.
Yeah, because then you got to keep up. I'm in one right now. It's called 7K Metal Associates.
Okay.
I collect silver coins, and I put people. I don't have anybody on my team. I'm not very good at it.
Alex.
I don't. Have
you
anybody.
Could totally have.
Debo was going to be on my team, and then he backed out.
You could have a automated LinkedIn to recruit people.
I could.
Jessica Sims.
Yeah.
Switch her to
Have
silver.
You met Jessica?
No. What are you talking about?
Do you know
about?
What she looks like?
Who?
Okay, Jen, check this out. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
When
either.
We started
I'm
the company
clueless.
3.5 years ago, so we're in the LinkedIn space, right? So we automate LinkedIn outreach for our customers. Day one, Aaron, we created a fake LinkedIn profile. We bought the image, fake name. We called her Jessica Sims. So she's this 23-year-old blonde working professional.
Like Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, very similar.
Oh, but okay. Jessica Sims.
Yeah, Jessica Sims.
Of course, because you wouldn't want to copy her. Right. Okay, okay.
And so she's been by far our most profitable campaign that we've ever ran.
Nice.
But we had it all figured out. And our largest customer, this is actually a funny story. Kara knows this story. Our largest customer to date came from that automation. So we ran the campaign. The other person, he's like, yeah, I'll set up a meeting, blah, blah, blah. So what it was had to happen was, I was like, hey, Kara, I need you on this. Are you free at 2 o'clock tomorrow? She's like, yeah, what do you need? Well, you know that Jessica Sims campaign or whatever, like they booked a meeting and they're expecting somebody female on there.
A catfish moment.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So so it was me responding.
Kara.
And I was like, yeah, let me get you in touch with my owner, boss, friend, colleague, you know, manager, and we'll book the meeting. So then I would have her come in.
I love this story.
And the first thing out of this gentleman's mouth was, Jessica, not quite blonde, are we?
Yes, mom.
Yep.
Oh no.
Clearly said her name on the bottom, but he just kept calling her Jessica, kept calling her Jessica, kept calling her Jessica.
Hey, you know what? You still got that deal though.
I still got that deal and it still pays us every month.
That's hilarious.
Fat cash.
So funny. Wow. Okay.
Fat cash.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so we still have the profile running. Yeah. That's marketing, man. I mean, what do you want me to do?
But that's why you leverage other people to do that.
Yep. Even if they're not real.
Truth.
I'm going to put her profile against yours. See which one outperforms.
I might have to take my clothes off. That's what I always say. I'm always like, I'll do anything except take my clothes off. That might hurt the campaign. So I'll keep them on. Unless my feet look good.
Yeah. So, Danielle, a little bit about how we got that down.
Wow. I did not know this until just now. Mm-hmm. First time. Kara. Wow. Jess. I don't even know what to call you now. I feel like we just hit a different level.
Miss Sims.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, Jen, you wear a lot of hats, it sounds like.
I do.
Okay, so, I mean, what's your favorite and least favorite hat to wear?
Least favorite is marketing, which is why I have a fractional CMO. My favorite is when I'm actually having sessions with my clients because we get through things. I see their looks on their face that they see the light at the end of the tunnel, or I just know, like, based on that conversation, how I'm going to help them, and I get all, honestly, I kind of get giddy like a little girl sometimes. It's just... Yes, I love talking about money. I love talking about numbers. And when I can help people understand it in simple terms that don't have that bookkeeping or accounting background, it makes it more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I respectfully, and I'm going to say this because I want you to help educate me around it. Like, I respectfully don't quite understand the model of bookkeeping. It seems like it's a lot of peaks and a lot of valleys that are in relationship with the timing that the IRS filings are, for example, right? So like April comes, and it's like everybody's rushing in, so they pay you, you know, how much to do their taxes or whichever, and then there's like a dip. And then it comes back up in what, September, October, right, when the extension deadline is. So like how do you manage that ebb and flow from like a yearly standpoint, or do you have a particular trick that you use? Or?
Well, for one, we don't do taxes. And so it's more people, hey, I need to get my taxes done. So can you do my book? So yes, those times are.
Mm-hmm. And bookkeeping is more of a subscription model, right?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But if they haven't, let's say they come to me April 1st and they haven't done their books yet this year, or last year, well, we have to go do that. And sometimes if there's a rush, if it's that close, I'm like, just file an extension that gives us time to do things accurately instead of a rush job and then maybe messing something up. So
gotcha.
We'd rather you have accurate information, and when you have that option to extend it, then go that. But really, because of the added consulting we bring to our bookkeeping clients, not just getting the books done, it really is kind of a smoother flow. January is actually February bigger because they're all like, okay, it's a new year, new goals. I want to do things right this time or this year. And so that's actually probably the busiest time of year for me. Summer dips because everybody's on vacation, but it also depends on when their ups and downs are. So if they're in lawn care, they're busy right now. They don't even have time to have a conversation with me.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're in someone that does something in the holidays, right now might be their downtime. And so that's when they're doing all the research and calling around, asking questions. I just had someone call today She has a, if I understood correctly on our call, she has a massage, she's a massage therapist. Mm-hmm. And she just opened up a brick and mortar, and she had someone she wasn't happy with, and she'd wanted somebody local. And so got her on my calendar. So sometimes it's just also when you have that need or you're not happy with who you're with.
Right.
So mine's like this all year long. There's not necessarily those really big influx of requests.
I'm not sure I could handle that. I like a steady Eddie.
I was just thinking, can we get that massage person in here? Literally.
You need a massage?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. I'll be quiet for 5 minutes, but y'all start talking about massages, I'm going to talk.
We hit 30, I'll buy you a massage. Huh? We hit 30, I'll buy the whole sales team a massage.
When we hit 30, what?
Customers for June. Kay. Which is only one more from last month. Are you scared?
Let's go.
I'm not scared.
We could have them in for a podcast.
Fear in your eyes,
we could,
man.
Video it, and then they could do example massages.
I think we're already at almost 10.
He's not listening.
Oh. Hey, since I'm bringing the massage therapist, do I get one too?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes. We just said yes. I'll take
sure. Why not?
I'll take a massage.
I'll take my clothes off for that.
I will also take my clothes off for that.
I'm not, I mean, I don't, do you want a massage?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not that big of massages. I'm more of a foam roller kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I like, yes.
But have you used a foam roll?
That is not the same thing.
It changed your life.
Mm-mm. No. We'll see. I need somebody to like really hurt me.
Oh, I don't like them to hurt.
Me neither.
But I do like, I like to go when my hair is real dirty because I don't like them to put oil in my hair.
My favorite massage was I was at an oily all-inclusive in Mexico, and there were locals on the beach doing it for $20.
I did that too, but you have to take your swimsuit off on the beach under the towel.
Yeah.
I mean, I did I know. It was a little awkward. I was like, are you going to see me?
It was for a whole hour, $20, and all you hear is the ocean, the waves, and everything. And they did an amazing job too.
An hour for $20. I would have stayed there for 3 hours.
Well, I just went to Mexico on a cruise, and I was in Cozumel, and they were walking around, but it was like up to $80 now. Like, it's not cheap to get the massages.
Inflation.
On the beach.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Kevin by my house is like $70 for 90 minutes.
I would pay that.
I don't think his real name's Kevin, but whatever.
Whatever it is.
I don't care. It's a little shady. It's great. It's great.
It was during COVID, maybe that it was in 2020. Oh, so yeah. That might be why.
Yeah.
If I have to have a massage with a mask on, I'm out.
Yeah, 100%.
I can't breathe.
At that time at the resort, it was October. They didn't require masks until the day we left.
Oh. That's good.
So.
Oh, I love a good massage. I mean, we're going to leave here with tomahawk steaks, massage, and pedicures. As long as we have on our Assembly Gold.
And foot rubs.
And chocolate.
And chocolate.
Score.
Good chocolate.
You already had pizza.
This was not good.
I know.
We had a pizza party
today.
This
is why we need Brian Weaver to say, work out.
Yeah. How do we know Brian's a good coach?
So I've had a sit down with him one time, and I've changed things since I've had that chat with him, but I was looking at a direction in my company of how to scale my own services, and he just gave me one simple thing that answered it, like within 5 minutes of just asking questions. The way that he, in the short period of time, the way that he asked the questions and understood the business, first time meeting him, and then being able to turn around and say, do this, and it's like brilliant. That's perfect.
Like, he shifted your perspective in whatever it was?
Yeah. Because I kept trying to think, I had this group program and I was like trying to figure out how to do that.
Oh, he is good at business sales.
And he was like, well, why don't you just have it every month? Because it was a 3 month program.
Yeah.
And I would do it a couple times a year. And he's like, why? He's like, why don't you do it the 3 month every month? And then you have consistent and then have another.
And you had never even thought of it that way.
I'd never thought of it that way.
Oh, yeah. That's
because
why you need
it's
a coach.
Months. But he's like, you just, then 1 month you'll have nine, well, you'll have three groups going at the same time.
Yeah.
But why not? If it's put together in a way that allows you to have that time for it, which it did, mm-hmm. I was like, that was genius.
It's kind of like me by myself. I'm like, I'm not going to pick those weights up. And then you hire a coach and he's like, pick those weights up. That was it.
Yeah. And I got that for free.
Yeah.
Because we were just
great.
Having a conversation.
He's great. He's actually going to come to Tuesday Whiskey Cake meeting on the 18th. to check us out because he's not in Master Networks right now, but he might be on the 18th.
I'll be there tomorrow.
If I work my magic, you'll be at my meeting?
Yeah.
Yay! I'll be there.
I'm going to be at Awesome Times.
Awesome. Everything is awesome. Do y'all play that when people walk in?
I mean, tomorrow's like our first actual meeting.
Y'all better play that. Alex.
What? Everyone is awesome?
Yes.
Yeah, we can.
Is it everyone or everything?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want that to be our outro music today?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
The Awesome Chapter at Awesome Times.
I love that. That's an awesome name. We don't have that at Whiskey Cake. Do y'all have a name for yours? What are you, Thursday Prosper?
Yeah, it's Prosper Thursday AM. Is one of them.
Thursday. Which other one are you in?
I'm actually president of a new chapter.
Which one?
You're a president?
Yeah.
You're a president?
I am.
Of a chapter?
Yes.
That's the only, we only work with presidents in this, this place. Yeah.
I always get it mixed up, but basically Friday Frisco Tenders.
Oh, okay. Wait, I thought that, so that's different than Jake's.
Yes.
Oh, I
there's
just
two different ones?
Yeah, that's why. It's like so long. It's like
I just sent somebody
Friday
to join
tenders.
The chapter.
Woohoo!
They did just join on David? Friday. No, what's his name? Give me a second. Richard Calhoun.
Yes, Rich.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so you're part of Thursday?
Yes.
Is Ryan president still?
No.
Who's president?
He stepped down. We're an interim president right
now. Oh, okay.
Sarah and I are interim presidents.
Oh.
We also just moved new locations. So starting
again?
Starting this week. Well, the acoustics wasn't the best.
Okay.
It was kind of hard to hear people.
Okay.
So right. So now we are actually meeting at the very new Black Hawk Brewery, downtown Prosper.
Okay.
Oh, that's where that multi chapter mixer is at.
That's gonna be fire.
I thought about having my birthday party there too.
When's your birthday?
October 5th. It's a Saturday.
Oh,
and I just want a big party.
That's my brother's birthday. October 5th.
It's Halloween. We can dress up.
Yep. We're dressing up for our party and everything.
Guess what I'm going to be?
Don't tell me.
Something with clothes.
Something from the movie Mean Girls.
Something with clothes.
Come on. We're going to be the Golden Girls. Uh-oh. Are you freaking kidding me? Because I knew you would say it. She already put it in the calendar. She probably already ordered our costumes. She's so like, I'm
that's
like,
why,
I'm
that's
only
why.
I'm missing Dorothy and Funko Pops for the office.
That's why Kara is irreplaceable.
I'm Blanche. Because she is a whore. Not really.
Is she really?
Yeah.
I've never seen Golden
what?
Girls.
What?
No.
What?
Is yours?
How?
How have you not seen Golden Girls?
I haven't seen it. I know of Golden Girls. I just haven't seen it. I haven't sat down and watched. I don't watch TV. I fall asleep.
They act just like us.
I fell asleep in the front row of Jurassic Park 3D.
What do you do in Vegas? Do you fall asleep at those shows?
Sometimes. Oh, those shows? No, those shows.
Yeah. Magic Mike.
No, I don't see Magic Mike. I saw Fantasy in the front row.
Oh, and you stayed awake.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
With Brian.
I can't even. What is wrong with me?
It's crazy.
I can't. I'm crying.
Or the Thunder Down Under.
Never seen it. Those aren't my shows. I want to see Carrot Top. I want to see David. Who is it? David Copperfield. I want to see David Copperfield.
How have you not seen that? That's been in Vegas for like ever.
I don't know. I want to see... what's the one at the Wynn? I can't want to say amazing. Shit, I don't know.
Guess who I saw in Vegas?
What?
Air Supply.
Who's Air Supply?
What is that?
Come on! I'm all out of love.
Oh, what?
I'm all out of love. So that mastermind I'm in. The mastermind I'm in, guy Craig Deswald that put that on, he used to tour with Air Supply in Guns N' Roses.
See?
Yeah.
My parents took me when I turned 21, and I told my boyfriend at the time, who I'm married to now, I was like, we're going to see Airspray. And he was like, who? I was like, I don't know. Airspray.
I saw Kelly Clarkson.
And it was Air Supply. I love me some Kelly Clarkson.
Since you've been gone.
Shania Twain is there now, right?
Yeah.
Shania Twain has a residency
my
there now.
My sister's going to see Garth in like 2 weeks.
That's cool.
A week.
I've never been to Vegas. I want to go so bad.
We'll take you after the thing with the thing inside the thing.
Okay. That sounds dirty.
I don't know what that means, but all right.
You need to go down Fremont.
I'm
in. Go flying down Fremont.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would 100% do that.
I'm okay, down. You like I'm scary in. Shit?
Yeah, oh.
I got one for you.
I want to go. I want to go skydiving so bad, you've been, but you've I can't ever Vegas, find right? anybody to go with.
You know what's up? Okay, so on top of the Stratosphere, you know those rides up there?
Yeah.
Have you ridden any of those?
At the Stratosphere, no. I went
that will
Rio.
Freak you out.
Hey, I'll do it.
I'll take a shot of something before
no.
I do
so
that.
Here's the. I rode the green one.
I'll try anything.
It
once.
Takes you out. Into the thing and it opens up like
die.
This and then it rotates.
You only
and I was
once.
High shit. What, during that.
delete. Rewind.
I went ziplining from like off the 52nd story or something on one of the buildings.
That's and so there cool. Was, see, I would totally do that.
But here's the thing: is you're just sitting on something that has no bars,
right?
You just one little seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
Something goes on with that seatbelt, you're gone.
I did something
just
like
once,
that. Yeah. I did something like that
never
at the
back.
Royal Gorge in Colorado.
That harder. Sounds cool.
Like ziplining across that Royal Gorge. It wasn't like you were sitting in a seat with a chair, no bars, no nothing.
Right.
You just go across the.
That's cool.
You're like 1,500 foot in the air. If you fall, you die. But it was fun.
That's like skiing when you ride the little gondola thing.
That's why I got a video.
Yeah.
Going backwards was worse.
Yeah.
Because you're going up backwards and you can't see where the fuck you're going.
Except for all you see is down.
This is this is why I'd rather just eat. I'm not gonna die. Tomahawk Tuesday.
That's funny. So Jen, what's the next year look like for you? What's your like? Tell me the scary goal that you have. Like it's like if you heard this goal, it'd freak you out.
I would say my goal within the next 12 months is to have 100. Bookkeeping clients.
Cool. Is that a lot?
I don't know. I mean, yes. If it scares her.
It takes her. Depending on the client, can take anywhere from 6 to 10 clients per person to manage that properly.
Gotcha.
So that also includes growing the team and everything. I love the consulting and speaking aspect of it, but that's kind of a nice lead gen too.
Yeah.
If we can help them get that information, then I can do the rest. Because I've got ways of doing it in one-on-one and group settings, so okay. I'm not so worried about that as much as the more people we can help with that, the better.
I want to hit 1 million by the end of summer. We can do it. That's not that many. It's like 90 customers. We've already gotten 72 this year.
And we're just getting started.
And we're just getting started. We're getting t-shirts and underwear and socks and banana hammocks and butt stickers.
No,
I did not hear you say hats in there. Are we not getting hats?
It's a
bras.
Panties. We don't wear
underwear.
I told
Kendra my invention. Did I tell you my invention idea?
This is dirty.
This one
I'm
is dirty.
Scared.
What
this
is
one
it?
Is dirty. Okay, so do you have a dog or cat?
No.
Okay, do you know people with
no.
dogs or cats?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so my invention idea is a sticker that goes over the little butthole. And when the dog farts, it changes colors. And that's when you know they have to go outside.
And what if something else comes out with it?
Yeah,
no. That's everybody asked me this, but
what? But my dogs. But wait,
that's the warning. Is the color change?
You should stare at your dog's asshole.
But
okay,
doesn't the tail kind of hide?
Not always. Not
my dogs
always.
Don't. My dogs don't have tails, but I have a doggy door, so they can literally go outside whenever they want.
Not all dogs have tails. Corgis
Maybe
don't
you
have
need
tails.
This for your 2-year-old. Forget it for a dog. Why don't you do that?
What would you invent if you could invent something?
I have no idea. That
you're
is
thinking
not
about
specialty.
It. You're right.
You're talking to a numbers girl. Creative is the wrong side of the brain.
Oh, that
me.
Wasn't her working genius.
No.
What was your working genius?
I don't even remember. It was the one that the cheerleader won. Is that the galvanizer?
Yeah. Oh,
yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
Oh no.
We're here. And I can't remember the other one.
Three galvanizers and two tenacious women walk into a bar.
He's so laughing. What are you trying to find?
I was trying to find this one and I couldn't find it.
It just took a drink. This has got to be on video. This has got to be videoed.
Spit my drink out.
Sweet.
Think about it. Let me know if you want to invest.
Have y'all seen the movie Dick and Jane?
No.
No.
With Jim Carrey? Okay. There's a part in the movie. I literally just watched it. There's a part in the movie where him and his wife are robbing this rich dude that they know, and they have like voice masks, like what is it? Whenever you, like what you just did, mm-hmm. you know, and Jim Carrey. I mean, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Wait,
my 20-month-old does that without a machine.
Anyways.
I feel like we should be drunk right now. Like we should be. This should be drinking game.
Anyways, you should watch that movie because when they're robbing that house and he has that like voice mask thing on, that's what he sounds like, and it's so funny. It made me think of it.
Should I watch that? What should be on my top list? I'm gonna watch a movie.
Okay.
When I go to Florida, which she's leaving tomorrow.
Are you going to the thing?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I know. I'm so excited.
And the boys.
That's totally cool.
I saw her post and I was like, oh, she's going. What would be, I don't even know
what you should watch.
Yeah. Give me a movie.
You like action?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I like, okay, I don't like action, scary. I don't like scary.
I like Beekeeper. That's a lot of fun. That's with Jason Statham in it. And he's a badass in that movie.
Beekeeper?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, he's trying to shut down a fraudulent call center or whatever, and to cover up what he does, he's a beekeeper. He makes honey.
I just watched a movie called A Simple Favor. It has Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick.
Was it good?
Oh my gosh, yes! I thought it was so good.
A Simple Favor.
Yes.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
But Blended's one of my favorites.
Blended.
Yeah.
Blake, I'm writing all these down.
Yeah.
Oh, can't go wrong with those two.
I own that movie and I know everything.
Is it an old movie?
I think it's on Netflix.
Is that like 2019 or something? Is that from the 50 First Dates? Like, is that what that was called?
That's them.
Yeah.
But it's not a.
It's not, okay.
Someone else told me something, a Stone family or Family Stone or something like that.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
No, I missed.
That's just popped in my head.
The Family Stone. I don't know. Okay, I'll download those. You'll be watching some kid movies.
I can't wait to hear all about this. I'm excited. The trip.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
I'd fly out there Friday if I wasn't gone all week in New Orleans.
Come on.
I was going to go. I was just going to show up and go to Disney World or something. Hang out.
It's Universal.
But I got to go to New Orleans.
And guess what we're getting?
T-shirts.
We got T-shirts.
Matching T-shirts.
I was like, can you at least tell a girl what color the T-shirts are? I don't know what kind of shorts to bring.
Well, do you know what color the shirt is?
No.
Oh.
I wrote and I was like, can y'all tell us?
And I noticed she did not respond to yours, but she responded to mine, and then someone else is after.
I don't know. She doesn't like me, I don't think. I didn't do it face-to-face with her, so she's probably like,
you intimidate her.
Jen, I'm so glad that you're here today. How do people get in touch with you if they want to work with you?
Email would probably be best, jennifer@leveragemaven.com, or go to my website, leveragemaven.com.
And you're going to Florida this week?
Yep.
You're going to meet with so many cool people.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to make lots of money, lots of connections. Just,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. Get excited about it.
Have a blast. I'm actually going to have a real blast at Universal on the electric wheelchair.
Yeah.
With a canopy.
Hey.
Hey, yo.
Brought to you by Airspray.
Hairspray.
See you so thanks for coming.
Oh my gosh. Doesn't really know.
There it goes.
I'm so lost without you. Believing for so long, I'm all out of love.
That's what we need at my birthday party, karaoke.
Yes. I'm singing.